keep in mind you're on the call with the buyer. Let's say, again, her name is Beth. The conversation's going well. And you say, the next question is, Beth, I'm just curious, were there any particular questions you had regarding maybe the subdivision, schools, the area, maybe our asking price or our time frame, Beth? Any particular questions on that? Now, again, the reason attorneys ask so many questions or therapists do is because people have something to share. And of course, in this situation, you want to know what they think. And so it's important to ask about if they have questions about the schools or the subdivision or the area. But in truth, what you're looking for is the end of that question is any thoughts about our price, perhaps your time frame or our time frame. So the question asks a lot, but we're trying to give them permission to challenge your price if they don't agree with it. They might say, well, your price seems a little bit high, and we really weren't shopping, you know, in the $750 range. We're shopping below that when we popped in your open house. We thought it was a little bit lower. And to that, you might say, well, what'd you have in mind? A couple last ones here. You know, Beth, if we came together on a price and a close date, you know, do you feel this property, you know, meets your needs, or is there any concerns? Again, what you're doing is you're helping the buyer work it out in their mind. And then potentially a last question, which is a pretty important question. And that would be, Beth, do you by chance have a property that you need to sell in order to buy your next one? Or are you renting month to month at this point? That's a great question to find out, are they ready to buy? And if they say, oh, we have a house to sell and it's not listed yet and we have to sell it first, you don't have a buyer, you know, you don't have much of a buyer on your hands here. We're looking, of course, for a ready, willing, and able buyer, somebody who could, if you will, come to terms on this in the next couple of days if they have high level of interest in your property. So it's important always to be asking about motivation, about timing. Are they ready to do this? Beth, do you by chance have a property to sell, you know, in order to buy? And or are you month to month right now? And now we can't come out and ask that question first. It has to be later in the conversation when you build what? Rapport and trust. This is so much about emotional deposits. This is a short-term relationship you're going to have with that purchaser. More times than not, we have found the purchaser didn't move forward. They just didn't feel like they could trust the seller. And if you have questions, it means you're going to have a conversation. And the conversation, hopefully, is building rapport and helping them move forward. All right. Thank you.